We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the Sixth Man Show, an Orlando Magic podcast, with your hosts, Luke Sylvia and Jonathan Osborne, covering all things Magic basketball. By fans, for fans. Go Magic!
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? You guys are back with the Sixth Man Show. Today is April 1st, 2024. Jonathan Osborne here, as always, joined by my co-host, Luke Sylvia. Luke, as we are recording this, first of all, I want to wish you a happy Easter and wish all of our listeners a happy Easter. Hope you guys had a great Easter. And I want to ask you, Luke, how sore are you today?
I already had my right foot had somewhat every now and then if I stepped on it weird or not even that, it was randomly hurt, the ball of my foot, right? Play yesterday, and I kid you not, hour after playing, I'm limping up and down the stairs at Kia later that night. Our good buddy Jesus Cologne was there with us before the on-court experience, and he saw me walking down the stairs. He said, Luke, you hurting? Jesus, I got this foot. This foot's in bad shape. But I got up this morning, and it was rough. I woke up, and I just had to walk it off. And it thankfully got better the longer more I walked and stuff. But yeah, I'm feeling it today, that's for sure. How about you?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. So anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, maybe you've missed the last few episodes or just forgot. So Saturday we had a group day, really. We've been calling it a group night, but it was really a group day where we started from 1 to 3. The Magic let us play pickup on the Kia Center floor. I had to kiss the Magic logo right there in the middle of the star. It was the classic floor that we were playing on. How could it be any more perfect? And literally, I think it was the first or second possession. I was actually being guarded off ball by one of our patrons, Santi. And I go to plant my left foot to fake inside and cut to the corner. And my wife has it on video. You see me plant my left foot and it just slide out from underneath me and just completely crunched my left Achilles, which has given me a lot of problems in the past. And it hurt a lot. And it continued to hurt throughout our pickup sessions, continued to hurt throughout the night, today. Now, both ankles are sore. The knees are a little bit sore. The calves are really sore. But, the front muscle of your, your front calf, you know what I'm talking about? On your shin bone, that muscle is absolutely killing me. But nobody got seriously injured. Everybody had a good time. You know, most of the games were fairly competitive. And people just keep sharing, this was so great. So it was literally a dream come true. People were getting emotional talking about it. It was we literally just had such a great time. Couldn't have asked for a better group. Shout out to our guy, John McCall, who helped really make everything happen. The sales team, the innovation team, Nathan Berger, those guys came to us with this idea. And yeah, it legitimately a dream come true. As a kid, you dream of playing on an NBA floor. That dream looks a little bit different than what we did on Saturday. But nonetheless, just being there, Luke and I, we did make some shots. I think we both hit a three in in game. So that was awesome. But yeah, just shout out to everybody that came in and hooped with us, earlier in the day and then came to Jam Hot Chicken, which of course was incredible. The game was incredible, which we'll talk about too. But yeah, what just an awesome day.
It was a lot of fun. It was awesome. It's always awesome to obviously to get around the listeners of the show and patrons even who support us financially, and awesome to get together with them. And you, again, just another testament to how big this the community is, whether it be Magic fans or people that listen and support the show. Super awesome to get to put a lot of, you know, names and faces and things like that. And couldn't be more grateful for it. And again, like you said, those guys with the Magic that helped set it up, John McCall is the one that, you know, we have definitely more of a direct relationship with. Just a good dude setting that up for us. That opportunity doesn't come around much. We're hoping that we can continue to do that. Obviously not again this year, but hopefully in the future we'll have more opportunities. So if you're like, oh man, I hate that I missed this, you got to listen to every episode. Who knows? We might be saying, hey, we got 60 spots or whatever it is next, you know, next year, the year after, whatever, whenever we get to do this next, we got this many spots open. You got to be one of the first to get to it, because it was it was an affordable price. I think it was $100 for that, which I think some people absolutely would easily pay $100.
I would pay triple that just to do what we did.
Just to do what we did on the court. And then not just that, but then to have lower bowl seating and a group of just rabid Magic fans. And obviously we'll talk about the Grizzlies game or what happened and what came of it. But to get to experience that, it was just a perfect day. If you're a Magic fan, that was the perfect day. Play on the court. And that was the craziest, maybe like the trippiest part of it all. Sitting in the arena that night, being like, I played on the, like I was running and taking shots on that exact court that these guys are playing on right now, just a few hours ago. So it was awesome. Words can't do it justice what that experience was. And I'm excited for us to be able to do it again.
Yeah, you kind of brought it up. I wasn't going to bring it up because I don't want to, like, you know, sort of rub anybody the wrong way. But I guess if you're listening to the show, this probably won't rub you the wrong way. But like, we were getting DMs from people like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't know about this. Like, how can I find out about this? Blah, 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 blah. Like, you guys didn't post a link. First of all, we did. But second of all, like, listen to the show, guys. Like, we're the people that help support the show are the people that we're going to give access to this like really awesome stuff to first. Like the first people that we brought this to was our patrons, because they help literally financially make every episode possible. We couldn't do this stuff without them. So yeah, we brought it to them first. So hey, if you want to be clued in on stuff like this, the Patreon is a great way to be able to do that. And then after that, we put it on the show first. Like if you actually listen, if you actually watch, you're going to know about it first. Like there are people that listen to our show at midnight when it drops every single time, and they were the first people to buy tickets at 1, 2, 3 a.m.
Right.
Most of the tickets were sold out by like 5 a.m., yeah. Which tells you we hadn't posted the link yet.
But and that's the other thing too, because we have people are like, they're probably listening to this and they're like, okay, well, let's calm down. I'm not getting, like, I got to sleep. I got a family, whatever. I can't do that. I can't listen to the show between the hours of 1 and 5, if we're being honest. And to that, I would say, like you said, Jonathan, we let our Patreon group know first. We do it with everything, right? We're having a guest on the show. We're likely putting in the Discord the night before or a couple nights before, right? When we've got it lined up and everything. We have a group night. Links are going there, right? First, anything cool happening, we put there. And things like the Court of Dreams experience plus the game, like that all, we got, the Magic basically just said, hey, do what you guys want to do with this ticket link. We don't really care. You guys have 60 slots for the on-court experience plus the game. So we went to the Patreon first and we told them, and they got to say, okay, well, I'd like, you know, two tickets, you know, me and my wife, me and my brother, whatever. And so, yeah, that's going to be the best way, most feasible way for those of you who aren't able to listen between 1 and 5 a.m. because guess what? I wouldn't be able to either. So the Patreon absolutely is the way to go. So patreon.com/the6man show. Go there. We got a few different tiers. They're all relatively affordable. And we post that to the Patreon whenever we get stuff, new stuff happening. So go do that because it is the best way.
Absolutely is. So again, just shout out to everybody that came out. yeah, we're going to do another one of these, hopefully. Maybe next season. There's been talked about, you know, maybe we could do this once a season. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're listening to the show, you know, this is the, well, like Luke said, the Patreon really is the best way. So yeah, be sure to join that. If you, I mean, even like we posted that to everybody in the Patreon. So even like the folks that they just want to support $2 a month, which is fantastic, yeah, and helps and goes a long way. Like for $2 a month, you can be updated on all that kind of stuff. Right. Like, When I interviewed Paolo, like for our, you know, 400th episode, I took a picture of that and like Ben took a picture and sent it to me, and I got yelled at because I put it in our Discord before I sent it to Luke and Kevin. So like you guys get stuff even before the Six Man Show gets it sometimes. So yeah, just do that to be keyed in for sure. Luke, I did want to take another couple of minutes before we get into other things here. Just talk about the fact that the Magic have now won 43 games on the season. They're 43-31, which cements the Magic's best record since 2011. And I think it was Belgian Magic on Twitter. I might be getting that incorrect, but he basically started this awesome trend of like, show a photo of yourself from 2011, show a photo of yourself now. It's been 13 years. And look at the difference, and everybody was sharing like their own version of that, and it was just so much fun. And like the world has changed in 13 years. We all have changed so much in 13 years. And to think we had to go 13 years to experience a season like this again. First of all, it's just a testament to Jamal Mosley and what he has built here the last 3 years. To testament to Paolo Banchero and the difference that he has made here in the last couple of years, to testament to guys like Jalen Suggs, Franz Wagner, Mo Wagner, Cole Anthony. I don't want to leave anybody out, but like everybody on the roster is included in this, in the change that we have seen mainly over the course of the last 3 years. 43 wins, they're not done winning yet. Still think they can get pretty close to 50, you know, 48, 49 still feels possible, Luke. But yeah, to look at some of those photos, especially you, myself, Kevin, almost unrecognizable to the people that we are today. And it was really cool just to see different people in the Magic community share them. Like, wow, like, fam, we've all had a major glow up. That's what I will say. We look much better now than we did then. Everybody looks great now. And yeah, still more wins to come here.
Yeah. And I was 14, so like, I was a baby. I was a literal baby, but yeah, the photo that I put up was me with a couple of Magic dancers. It just happened to be that was that year. I just like was going through my Facebook uploads, and I just happened to find, and I was like, oh, it just happens to be the year that I need it to be. So posted it to Twitter, so you guys can obviously, you know, you can go to the show and find our handles, whatever. But
yeah, I retweeted all of them, like yours, mine, Kevin. I retweeted all those to the show's
account. Just go to @SixManShow if you guys want to see those. Put some of your own out. Yeah, shout out to Belgian Magic who did that. Great idea. Fantastic. I genuinely enjoyed going through like the quote tweets and just like looking through everybody's.
The last I checked, there were like almost 50. So like if you've got 10 minutes to devote to that and see that, yeah, some real glow ups there. Shout out to Maddie World Peace. Maddie World Peace had a real blow up for sure.
He did, absolutely.
Okay. Next episode of the Six Fan Show. There's one that came out today on Easter, and Ben is already filming the next one tonight as the Magic are set to take on the Portland Trailblazers. That game is going to tip off at 7:00. And then Ben will be outside of Kia after the game recording the Six Fan Show. So if you haven't been in a while, you want to make an appearance, please be sure to do that, ramping that up. Kevin with the post game live, Ben with the Six Fan Show, Luke and myself with the Six Man Show here. We're all just getting ready for the playoffs. What do we have? Like 7 games left? Eight games left? Coming quick. 2 weeks left from today as we're recording this. And then we're on to the playoffs. Who knows what that's going to look like? A lot of moving parts. Magic, they're getting close to being able to secure, you know, a top 6 seed in the Eastern Conference, but got to get some wins here this week, especially. We'll talk about that just a little bit later here. Now, let's start the state of the Magic. This week, the Magic went 1-2 on the week with close losses to the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Clippers, and then a win Saturday night over the Memphis Grizzlies. They currently sit 5th in the Eastern Conference with a record of 43-31. They're now 15 games back of Boston, 4 games back of Milwaukee, a game and a half up on Cleveland. Thanks to the Oklahoma City Thunder and beating the Knicks tonight, the Magic are 1 game back of the New York Knicks. They are a game and a half up on Indiana, 2 games up on Miami, 3.5 games up on Philadelphia. On the season, the Magic are 23rd in the NBA in offensive rating with a rating of 112.8. They are 2nd in the NBA now with a 110.4 defensive rating. They're 11th in net rating with a net rating of 2.4. After the All-Star break, Luke, the Magic are 19th in offensive rating, 1st in the league in defensive rating, and 5th in overall net rating. And there were a couple of guys. Markelle Fultz missed the game on Friday night, which I just want to make a quick mention here. Magic posted that Markelle Fultz is going to miss the game, and they were like just gross idiots in the comments on the team's social media account on Twitter, saying things like good, blah, 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 AB is better, like blah, 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 like all this crap. Regardless of what you think of who should be playing where, what you think about a player's performance, there is never any room to root for or celebrate a guy being injured and being unable to play. There is absolutely no room for that in the Orlando Magic fan base. If that is you, you are not a fan. You're just a loser in my eyes. Wanted to be sure that we pointed that out. Luke and I have talked about our feelings about Markelle Fultz's performance this year and sort of what we would do if we were, you know, making this rotation in this lineup, which we are not. Jamal Mosley has led this team to, again, 43 wins this year. He's doing a fantastic job. There is a massive difference in thinking like, hey, this guy should play if both of these guys are healthy versus actively rooting for a guy to be injured or celebrating when he is so that the guy that you like is able to play. That is loser mentality, and we do not condone that. That will never be welcome here, and anybody that is a part of that, we don't really care to associate with. Just wanted to say that really quickly. Jonathan Isaac played Friday, did not play Saturday to sort of rest. Gary Harris also did not play Saturday as well, as they continue like their injury sort of maintenance there, Luke.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Let's talk about the Clippers game from Friday. So first night of the back-to-back, Magic played the Clippers Friday, Grizzlies on Saturday. And going into Friday, Luke, against the Clippers, it really felt like it was a must win. You're coming off of the 101-93 loss to Golden State from Wednesday. And the game before that was the 109-107, the super close loss to Sacramento. Lost two in a row. It felt like you needed to split that four-game stretch, New Orleans, Sacramento, Golden State, LA. You were 1-2 in that stretch going into this Friday game. And because of the way the last couple of losses went, you're like, we've got to find a way to get this one back. I don't feel like the Magic played poorly in this game, although they didn't get the result that they wanted. The first half was super competitive between these two teams, but LA, they did have the close, like 52-50 lead at the half. In the third quarter, the Clippers started to pull away a little bit, but Paolo Banchero was awesome in the third. 15 points, one rebound, one assist, a steal. Got it going with a series of dunks in that third quarter. This is going to be our Jam Hot Chicken Jam of the Week, where we take the best week or the best dunk from the last week, talk about it, talk a little bit about Jam Hot Chicken as well. So the first of Paolo's three dunks in the third quarter. I'm going to go back to the 7:08 mark in the third quarter. Paolo Banchero posts up Terrence Mann at the top of the key. Jalen Suggs passes the ball to him. Paolo drives hard right, comes back to his left. Ivica Zubac steps up as Paolo lifts up, and Paolo elevates and jams over Zubac with the right-handed dunk to cut the lead to one. Clippers led at that point 63-62 at 6:58 to go in the third. Luke, that is this week's Jam Hot Chicken Jam of the Week.
And Jam Hot Chicken, for those of you guys who don't know, is Nashville and LA inspired hot chicken, and it is a shack, the chicken shack, locally owned and operated in Winter Park, 400 West New England Avenue, Suite 13 Hannibal Square. We just got to go there after the playing on the court that we were talking about. We got to go there, hang out, see Andrew, who owns and operates Jam Hot Chicken.
Who can hoop, by the way?
Hooper. He surprised me. I don't know what I thought. I don't think I thought anything, but then seeing him play, he could play. He can play. And so awesome to get to, you know, go get freshened up, go to Jam Hot Chicken, see them. The staff, as always, top tier, creating the awesome experience and an awesome chicken sandwich. You guys got, you and your wife Carmen got the box with their mac and cheese on top. So you guys can get creative if you go to Jam Hot Chicken. You can do add-ons, whatever you want there. Truly the best chicken place. I pretty firmly believe this. If you go to them, you'll say, okay, no, this is the best chicken sandwich I've ever had, or best food I've ever had. If you get the box and you get the mac and cheese on it, whatever it is, right? Fries, awesome as well, seasoned. You guys can go check them out on social media if you just want to see what they're all about, at Jam Hot Chicken. You can also go online, jamhotchickenfl.com, access menu, online ordering, music playlist, all things Jam Hot.
Now, I just want to point out really quickly, I have a bad reputation for being very stingy with my food, just because I'm very, like, if I want something, I want to enjoy all of it. Luke said my wife and I got the box, separate boxes. She begged to share one. I said no, because that's not going to be enough food for me. So we got separate. She could barely finish hers because they just give you so much food. And yeah, felt it necessary to point that out. And that just, again, made it just for a perfect day. Hooping at Kia, some of my favorite food in the world, Jam Hot Chicken, Magic game, blowout with tons of people that I love. It was really just a fantastic day. Back to this Clippers game, however, Magic go into the third quarter, still trailing, but they are able, Luke, they take the lead 90-89 off of a Suggs three with 6 minutes and 1 second to go. At this point, I'm standing up. I'm in the living room. I'm fist pumping. Paolo Banchero hits a step back like 30 seconds later to give the Magic a three-point lead. I'm feeling really, really good. Franz hits a layup a couple of minutes later to give the Magic a five-point lead. And that's where the Magic sort of started to unravel. And that's when really Paul George and Kawhi Leonard took over. I believe those guys scored every point for the Clippers, the last 4 minutes and on. They just did what guys of that caliber and experience do. A lot of guys talked about that after the game. Like, look, we gave them everything we could handle. In the last few minutes, it was Paul George and Kawhi Leonard versus Paolo and Franz. And at this point, who would you expect to really win out there? Paolo did have a couple of costly turnovers down the stretch. And then Magic are down one with 20 seconds left. Jonathan Isaac subbed into the game for Joe Ingles, gives Paul George literally everything that he could handle defensively. And Paul George just hits the tough turnaround right in J.I.'s face with 5 seconds left. Franz Wagner got two looks at three. Neither of those fell, and the Magic lose 100-97. It was frustrating for this to be the third straight loss. It was frustrating to have those costly turnovers and mistakes down the stretch again. Mo Wagner after the game, Luke, I know that you know that I love Mo Wagner. I love how like level-headed he is, how he keeps his team really grounded. And after that game, listening to him, it really sort of brought me back down to earth. I was super frustrated after that game. But he basically just said, like, hey, like, we're still learning. We haven't been winning lately, but we're still playing good basketball. And my favorite line after that game was, we didn't get here by accident, right? Like, we're still a fifth seed in the Eastern Conference. We didn't get here by accident. We just need to stay true to the process, and the results are going to come. Now, easy to say that 24 hours later when you play a very injured, very bad Grizzlies team. But obviously, you're up 40 at some points during that game, and you come away from that game feeling pretty good, Luke. But yeah, the Clippers' loss was a bit frustrating to me. What were your takeaways?
The separator here down the stretch was obviously Paul George, who had a really hard time getting it going. Ends the game 4-14 from the field. But that's just what stars do. Down the stretch, they're able to flip the switch and get going. And that's exactly what he did. Him and Kawhi is, I mean, everybody knows this, but him and Kawhi is one of the most dangerous 1-2 punches in the league and should not be overlooked. I know the Clippers have been memed quite a bit for like the failures and how close they've been to almost achieving some pretty impressive things and just never being able to put it together. But in the regular season, especially, you get to see these guys on full display. Kawhi Leonard in this one, obviously 29 points, 12 of 21 shooting, 3 of 6 from 3. He was phenomenal. And, oh yeah, on top of that, 4 steals, 2 blocks. So, he was awesome. But Paul George, you did a good job on him, like especially starting out the gate. I believe like his first field goal attempt he missed. Gary was chasing him off of a screen, gets a slight contest in there. PG misses it. Next possession, or not the next possession, but the next shot, Wendell Carter Jr. does a pretty good job staying with Paul George, and I do think that that kind of set the tone where PG isn't seeing his first two shots go through the hoop and really just made him struggle there until the final stretch where he really had to turn it on. But this game, and Kevin said this on the postgame live after this one, he just essentially said, like, yeah, we've lost 3 straight, but this one felt a whole lot better than the last two because it just felt like we belonged. You hold the Clippers to 100 and the Magic struggle offensively, which isn't a huge shock, but I mean, they've got 2 of the best two-way players in the league and Kawhi and Paul George. You're going to struggle, especially if you're an offense that already does that. So for me, you stuck with it. You listen, first half, you shot 7 of 14 from 3. You had a great performance. But also on the flip side, Paolo and Franz shoot 3 of 11 from the field. So kind of a weird balancing act there. Second half, Paolo really gets it going. 12 shots, was 7 of 12 from the field. And just that's what you need, especially down the stretch from your guy. Obviously, those costly turnovers really sucked. But yeah, and then you also shoot like 20% from 3 in the second half. So it's a give and take game. You lost by 3. It wasn't like you didn't play terribly at all. And in this one, you hung with the Clippers, who, if healthy, have a great shot at winning a title this year. So I think you can't really be too hard on yourself for this one. 17 turnovers is too much. You force 17 turnovers. But on the flip side, the one thing the Magic don't do great is get out and run. And this was evident, right? Like that typically happens off of a turnover. And then in fast break points, Clippers 19 fast break points in this one, Magic 9. So 19-9 in that respect. You don't shoot as many free throws as you want, 15 of them. There's a lot that you can look at and get from this game. But at the end of the day, like it was just 2 good teams. And they were both under each other's skin defensively. It was a pretty great performance. The other thing too, Jonathan, that is becoming a thing, and they've talked about it on the broadcast, but just the lack of free throw attempts that are happening now because refs are getting, like they've gotten, the call is in. The NBA is like, hey, you guys need to start preparing for the postseason.
I also think guys are just settling for jumpers way too much because teams are just clogging the paint.
Well, not just the Magic, though. Like, this is a league-wide thing.
Oh,
like,
for sure, for sure.
Yeah, that refs are just getting to the point where they're just not calling as much. But obviously, in the Magic's respect, I absolutely agree with that. But, you know, even if you look at it, the Clippers shoot 12 free throws. So they're just letting guys play. And as it also has been pointed out on the broadcast, typically advantage Magic when you're able to just get out and play and be physical, not have to worry about the whistle every 5 seconds and, you know, the refs making it a ref show. But they're gearing up for the postseason where it is going to be physical, not as much whistles happening. But all in all, man, I was not disappointed with this game. Disappointed down the stretch, for sure. As we've already said, those Paolo turnovers were costly, for sure. And at the end of the day, as annoying as it is to say, Paolo's young, he's learning. And as Kevin also said, the postgame live, a few years down the road, those aren't going to be turnovers that happen for Paolo. He's going to know how to read the situation better and not let those things happen. So, all in all, solid game and a heartbreaker.
I just wanted to touch on you talking about transition. That's been a thought of mine the last couple of weeks. Like going back to our last watch party, I think it was against the Raptors, if I'm not mistaken. But just thinking in that game, like the Magic should be so much better offensively in transition than they are. Like with the length, athleticism, and youth that we have on this team, the Magic rank towards the bottom of the league in transition frequency offensively and in points per possession. So they don't get out a ton, and when they do, they're not really scoring in transition. However, on the other side, teams get out in transition a lot against the Magic, but the Magic are still towards the top of the league in opponent points per possession in transition. So the Magic don't really get out in transition. They're not very good in transition themselves. Teams do get out and run on the Magic, but they don't really score in transition on the Magic. So it's this weird sort of thing where it doesn't really help you, doesn't exactly hurt you, but it feels like it should be a little bit more of a strength than it is.
Yeah, you should be able to capitalize on the fact that you do so well defending that. That's typically a great opportunity to turn it the other way and get some of your own. But
and with the agents of chaos that we have on this roster, Markelle Fultz, Jalen Suggs, Gary Harris, Jonathan Isaac, like those types of defenders who like to cause deflections, like you would think that would lead to more transition. So it is interesting. But yeah, I just wanted to point that out. We are going to take a quick break for a word from our patrons or for our patrons, however you want to look at it. First of all, again, just big shout out to our patrons. A lot of you joined us Saturday to hoop at Jam at the game, which was so much fun. Thank you guys so much. And I got to talk to our guy, Gear 95 Shred, as a matter of fact, at Jam Hot Chicken. And I told him, like, bro, like, we say that this stuff would not be possible without you all, without our patrons. It's the absolute truth. Like, my wife would not have let me do this as long as I have, with everything coming out of my own pocket like it used to. So thank you guys so much for your support, everything that you guys do. It has allowed us to just continue to invest and improve like things into the show to help legitimize us and make a better content, which helps improve our reach, which has helped us create the relationships that we have, like we have with the Magic, that has allowed us to do things like we did on Saturday. So big shout out to you guys. We give special shout outs whenever we have brand new patrons. We have a special new patron, Sammy, who came, played basketball, was at Jam Hot Chicken, was at the game, you know, cheering, is on the Six Fan Show all the time. Sammy blessed us at the elite tier level, joined the patrons. So big shout out to Sammy. Really, really appreciate that. And then we give a special shout out to the elite tier and Hall of Fame tier patrons every single episode. So we will start with Court Cousins. Then best friend of the program, Drew Gooden, who came out with his wife, Amanda. Both hooped. Drew's got like some sneaky basketball IQ. I don't know if you all know this. And he had like this crazy like 720 between the legs behind the back, like backflip dunk that we got a screenshot of. We didn't get any photo, like video evidence of that. So you'll just have to take us at our word for that. But it was crazy. It was the sickest dunk I've ever
had
seen.
Had to be there.
I think Jeff Weltman came out and tried to like offer him a max contract, but he's like, I do YouTube. This is awkward. Sorry. Thanks, but no thanks. But yeah, Drew, just all around great guy. Shout out Armin, Carson Tulo, Ellis, Jonathan Borges, Normal, Magic Player History, Gabe Gaines-Wiffle, Michael Martin, Jamel Miller, Michael Salapong, Donkey Punch Dave, Powell and Francis Warmth, Pierre A, Dylan Holden, Mr. Mikey, Eduardo Sanchez, Danmo, Dotto 15, Bobby Skinner, Goaty 93, Teddy Sylvia, Eric Lopez, Fuchsia, Bill Fulton, Edmund Lagone, Jose Esquilin, Kayla Pete, Cannibalism, Ty, Mr. TV, ESPN Really Sucks, Gear 95, Shred, Junior Bruce, Half Recon, Shahin 177, Bobby the Don, Himlo Ben Himro, R Improv 221, Ray Pastrana, Magic Kid 714, Mysterious Mosley, Victor Cologne, Irish Magic Mike, Austin Lampy, Random Hustle, Only Franz, Maria, Keith Wallace, Fritz, Currency Kev, Bruv Sal, Kason Green, Santi Leon, Kane Eckler, The Distract, Ahmad Timsa, Chansu, Tom Gadsden, Dead Air, Richard Tuttle, Jeremiah Quintero, Magic Wire, Debo 1980, Magic Matt, Michael Thompson, Mama Richmond, Next Snappa, What's Up, Playoffs 2024, Dylan Fay and Sammy, a big shout out to all of our patrons. Again, you can find us at patreon.com/thesixthmanshow.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Let's head to Saturday night. Again, second night of a back-to-back. No Gary Harris, no Jonathan Isaac. Those guys were ruled out for injury maintenance as we keep getting closer to this playoff run, which again, there will be no back-to-backs. Let me take a quick look at the schedule. Do we have any back-to-backs? We do have one more back-to-back here, April 9th and April 10th at Houston, at Milwaukee. Kevin's talked about that on the post-game live, but what a crappy road trip that is so late in the year. At Houston, at Milwaukee, really, really just doesn't make sense. But we don't have to worry about those in the playoffs. So when it comes to Gary, when it comes to J.I., as long as they stay healthy, that should not be an issue come playoff time. Minutes, probably a different discussion, especially when it comes to Jonathan Isaac. But Cole Anthony back in the lineup for this one. The start, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, Wendell Carter Jr., Caleb Houston, Jalen Suggs. First couple of minutes of this game, Luke, were a little bit slow. Magic and the Grizzlies were tied 9-9 at the 6:48 mark. And then I think the Magic went on something like a 30-something-4 run, just completely blew this game open. It was a Magic 58-34 lead at the half. Magic ended up, their biggest lead in this one was 43 points. Just an all-around blowout. Starters didn't play a minute in the fourth quarter. Just garbage time, basically, for, you know, Anthony Black, Chuma Okeke, Admiral Schofield, you know, those types of guys. We had tons of fun. 10 minutes left in the game, we started to play the song chants, which people, obviously, they told us they could hear throughout the lower bowl and throughout the building, but you could even hear us on the broadcast. At one point, you could hear us actually singing the song, not just asking and begging for them to play the song, but we were singing the song. And just shout out to everybody that came out to this game. Having an atmosphere like that was so much fun. We put up extra tickets for sale, apart from like the pregame hoops experience, just because we're like, hey, if we can get more Magic fans at this game at a discounted rate, it's a great environment. Nobody took advantage of that. That's completely fine. I get not wanting to pay the same amount of money and not have the same experience. But the $100 to be at that game with Magic fans like that and to have that much fun, in my opinion, would have been worth it in itself. And just shout out to everybody that, again, great day with everybody and just made this game so much fun. And the Magic just kicking the crap out of a team that they should kick the crap out of. Shout out to Memphis. They played hard. They're crazy injured. But a stress-free Magic win is exactly what we needed. And that's what we got in this one, Luke.
I would like to know when the last time the Magic had 26 points in the paint and still win the game by 30. And that is because the Magic were able to completely abandon the identity of this team. There was not much paint touching happening because the Magic shoot 44 three-pointers and they make 22 of them.
Franz Wagner still couldn't get it together.
But Markelle Fultz...
hey, we've been talking a lot of trash about Markelle Fultz. if you're going to make 2 for 3 in every single game, forget everything that we said about Anthony Black. Be more than happy to play Markel. Just want to say that.
Yeah. I
want to see it. But yeah. If that's what we're getting, it's a different conversation.
And I'm not going to say certain things because I will come across as a hater and discrediting this. But he took the first one and my jaw hit the floor. Like when he took it. Then he made it. We almost freed the nips in Kia when he took and made the three.
Jesus was
from the corner.
Was begging for it almost.
Hey, our good friend Jesus was begging for it. You know, if they got to win 5 in a row, I don't make the rules. Yes, I do. But still. Markelle Fultz, that was the biggest thing for me. And then in the second half, I believe it was from the right wing, takes and makes another 3. 2 for 3 for Markelle Fultz. Just that's what these games are good for, to be honest. Like, great tune-up games. If you're looking to try things out that you don't normally do, Markelle Fultz, not normally one to take threes these days, decides I'm going to let 3 fly. And hits 66% of them. So, like you alluded to, Franz Wagner, 0-4, I believe, from 3 in this one. I just want him to get it going, man. As much as I loved Markelle Fultz taking and making threes, I would have loved even more for Franz Wagner to just light it up from 3, just knowing he's in rhythm from beyond the arc as we go into the postseason from there. But whatever. This game, there's not much to take from it, man, because this is not Magic basketball. There was nothing about this game that was Magic basketball besides beating a bad team.
The defense was really good.
Of course. The Grizzlies also stink.
No Santi Aldama, John Conchar, Marcus Smart, Derrick Rose, Desmond Bain, Yuta Watanabe, Ja Morant. Like
the defense was good, but the Grizzlies shot 8 more shots than you, and you still won by 30. That's not a good team right now. Like you said, they're crazy injured. You should blow the doors off those guys. And as we've become accustomed to, they took care of business. Come into this game, 12.5-point favorites, win the game by 30. That's the type of stuff we like. So, yeah, good guys win. Nice to get back in the win column, a good tune-up game, and then you've got your next one coming tonight as you guys are listening to this.
Still undefeated at home against teams below 500. If I remember correctly, I don't think there's ever been a team in NBA history to go undefeated. I think there's been one other team. I think I could be misremembering, but I'm pretty sure it's a very exclusive group if any team has done that in the history of the NBA, go undefeated at home against teams below 500. And the Magic still have Portland, Chicago. If they beat Portland and Chicago at home, I believe they go undefeated on the year against teams below 500 at home, which is just the epitome of taking care of business. Magic, obviously, they've already secured a 500 record on the year. They're already 26-12 at home. They're going to have a winning record at home. Away, you're 2 games below 500, so that's still sort of up in the air. But just credit to the Magic all year long, sort of taking care of business.
Yeah.
Do you have that? Were you looking that up? Are you able to find that?
Not able to find it yet.
Okay, no worries. Well, just take, obviously I'm a very reliable source, so just take me at my word there. I'm just kidding. Absolutely don't do that. But yeah, again, this was a fantastic win. It was fun. We were playing the song, 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the Magic in this one win, 118-88. Just go through the box score really quick. Franz with 13, Paolo with 13, Wendell with 15 and 13, Caleb Houston with 9, 3 of 4 from behind the arc. He's been hitting some shots the last couple of games here. Jalen with 15. Joe Ingles with 11. He had 3 straight 3s in the first quarter. Really blew this game open. It was a lot of fun. Cole Anthony, 5 of 8 from behind the arc. Every single one of his field goals was a 3. 15 points for him. 12 for Markel. Just a great overall game. A really fun game to be at if you're a Magic fan, Luke. And now let's go ahead and take a look at the week ahead. And probably wrap this one up here. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter one, recording on the holiday here. Luke, we start Monday at home versus the Portland Trailblazers at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, you hit the road for, I believe, is the second to last road trip of the year. You've got one the last week of the season there. But you're at New Orleans on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. at Charlotte on Friday at 7 o'clock, and then you're back home on Sunday to take on the Chicago Bulls at 6 p.m. I want to say, Luke, I don't think Brandon Ingram is back, if I'm not mistaken. I'm actually taking a look at that right now for us. Yeah, Brandon Ingram is out. Jose Alvarado has been out. Don't know if Brandon Ingram is going to be back by our game on Wednesday against the Pelicans. With no Brandon Ingram, I like the Magic's odds. They're going to need some of these wins down the stretch here. I like the Magic to go 4-0 this week. Sue me.
I'm going to say 3-1. I'm going to say 3-1. I'm going to say that you drop that game to the Pelicans, and then you take care of business and all the others.
With no Brandon Ingram?
Listen.
You think so, huh?
I'm just going by like what's likely here. And I feel like in four games, you're bound to lose one of them. We'll see. Maybe this
Pelicans,
team is,
you know, 6-4 in their last 10.
We'll see.
I'm trying to talk you out of this.
Real quick, I don't know that you're going to be able to. When you're talking about being undefeated against teams below 500 at home, real quick, I instantly went to, okay, what's an obvious team I can look at to see if they did it? Golden State Warriors, 15-16, 73-9. We're all familiar. I looked, I'm going down the schedule, right? So many of their losses, so many, but, you know, relatively speaking,
yeah,
of their losses, so many happened on the road. Like, I want to say, yeah, their first loss at home was like game 77 or something. That was their first loss at home. They lost to the Boston Celtics, who were over 500. April 5th, 2016, with just five games remaining, 77th game of the season, they play the Timberwolves, who were 29-53 that year. They go to overtime and lose to the Timberwolves. So they didn't even do it.
And okay. I've got a Josh Cohen article for you. So if you don't follow Josh, he is at Josh_Cohen, which is C-O-H-E-N _NBA on Twitter. Josh_Cohen_NBA on Twitter. I'm looking at this. The Orlando Magic have a chance to do something rarely done at home in an NBA season. All right, looking at this, it's not exactly what I said before, which, shocker, I told you not to listen to me. But he goes on and he's talking about the last time this many above 500 teams at season's end didn't lose a game in their home arena against an under 500 team at season's end was the 2011-2012 season. So that was 12 years ago, at least. And this article, as of March 14th, it was the Orlando Magic, the Celtics, and the Thunder were the only teams that are undefeated in their home arenas against teams below 500. I don't know if the Celtics or Oklahoma City Thunder have had a loss to a below 500 team in that time frame, but this is something that is not super common in the NBA. So again, it's really just a credit to what the Magic have been able to do this year against poor teams at home on their own floor. So all that to say, Luke, you've got us going 3-1 this week. I've got us going 4-0. Both of those would be fantastic outcomes for the Magic, as you still have Indiana and Miami on your heels. You've got New York, you've got Cleveland just right above you. So as it is, April 1st, anywhere from the 3 seed to like the 8th seed is all still very possible for the Magic. So Luke, they've got to get some wins this week. And we're rooting for those other teams to lose, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta get these wins, get back in the win column in the majority, continue in the win column, I should say. Should be a fun week. Hopefully beating up on some teams that you should beat up on and getting a win against a Pelicans team without Brandon Ingram. We are so close to the end of the season. And the other day, I was just sitting there thinking, like, I expect us to be a top 6 seed. I feel like at this point, worst case, like it does feel like worst case is 7 seed. And that's if things kind of get a little haywire here. I looking at the Philly thing, like with Philly being at 8th right now, I just don't see that happening. Looking at their schedule, what they've got to do. But I was thinking, like, we're guaranteed at least some taste of playoff, like postseason basketball. Being that even if it's a playing game, we still get it. And we get to at that point, control our destiny, just win the games in front of you. I would have killed to be in this position last year, but it's just awesome to just be like, we're playing meaningful basketball. It is April. It is April and we're still playing meaningful games. Let's get some more wins, solidify that top six spot, and then playoff basketball in Orlando is going to be electric.
And not just like kind of meaningful, like super meaningful super. Games. Like
even against bad teams, they're all meaningful.
Home court, like advantage implication, like playoff level basketball into April, which is awesome. And I just looked, Boston and Oklahoma City still have not lost to a sub, you know, below 500 team at home this year. The Magic technically have that one loss to Atlanta, which was not really a home loss, you know, the Mexico City game. So we're not counting that. And it doesn't fit our propaganda right now, so in our agenda. So we're not going to include that, obviously. All right, that's going to do it for this one, y'all. Big games coming up again. Kevin on the post game live on YouTube after every single game, presented by Rock'em. Ben is going to be outside Kia tonight after the game against the Blazers. Hopefully it's another blowout. Hopefully another stress-free victory for the Magic. Let's keep it going here. For Luke Sylvia, this has been Jonathan Osborne. You all have been listening to the Six Man Show, and we will catch you guys next time. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Show. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Spotify to get new episodes downloaded directly to your phone. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to give us a 5-star rating and a review. It helps out the show a lot. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Sixth Man Show. We'll catch you guys next time. Go Magic!